This is Leo Bebu for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. And coming up at the end of this month, actually the beginning of October, there's a interesting event, a family-friendly entertainment night at Thomas Owens Park in Two Harbors, October 1st at 5 p.m. And there's a mastermind of this activity, and I believe I have him on the phone with me right now, and that is John Hansmeyer. Are you there, John? Do I have your name?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes, indeed.
I call it the Johnny Mac Show, but you can call me John Hansmeyer. That's fine.
Well, yes, and so I've got Johnny Mac, the impresario, producer, promoter extraordinaire of this night of entertainment, calling it the Johnny Mac Show. I do think there's another dude out there on the internet known as Johnny Mac. Does that worry you?
Worry me? Yeah. Hopefully, I don't have too much competition. He's probably pretty famous.
Right. He's not playing the Greater Two Harbors anytime soon. I get that.
No. He's got bigger, better places to go. Oh.
but why don't we just begin, Johnny, with the fact of this night of entertainment? And in some comments I read online, it sounded like you've always wanted to do a show up here. I was surprised to read that.
Well, the reason why is I was looking for a band shell for a long time, for 3 months, and most band shells are ridiculous. Prices rise. I looked around and I saw Two Harbors, and originally it cost $25 to rent, but they let me use it for free. Well, and that's the reason why I found Two Harbors.
And was that the nice guy discount? Did they tell you why it was free and not even
nominal
fee? No,
they just gave it to me for free. The problem I'd say was probably like, well, we don't have any shows here. Might as well butter this person up. So
yeah, I think the last musical performance was during the ukulele carnival last month. So
right. It
was about August 18th. It's a quieter venue. You are right. In the first day of October. Have you thought, Johnny, about the fact that it might be a little chilly? You're just encouraging people to dress appropriately?
Yeah. I'm just hoping and praying it doesn't rain. The reason why I chose this date is I got family in town, and it was the only date was available. So at least it's not in the wintertime. Otherwise, it might be a little crazy.
Yes, I do know some people in Florida who might think October 1st in Two Harbors feels a wee bit like winter, but we shall see. It could also be a glorious Indian summer day that you mm-hmm. can't beat. I'm rooting for the latter. It can be crisp, but no cold rain, no raining on the parade.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, tell us about what you've got in store for people who come out on that evening on October 1st.
Well, we got a very accomplished cast of performers. I found this new guy, his name is Hunter Truscott. He lives in the area, and I found him performing at the Proctor County Fair Talent Show last month, and he's really good at telling stories. He's a family-friendly comic. He's got good observational comedy, and really excited to have him part of the team. And I have my friend Sam Bondis, who tells his interesting stories about what it's like being partially deaf, and he is very expressive, very whimsical, does a lot of hijinks, makes funny expressions, and yeah, he's really great. And then he just won first place at the Proctor County Fair, and a few weeks ago, he performed at this Minnesota State Fair talent show.
All right, yeah. So straight from the Minnesota State Fair talent show to the humble but beautiful band shell in Two Harbors, Minnesota. That's pretty great. We're speaking today with Johnny Mac.
Uh-huh.
I know you as John Hansmeyer. I'm giving away your that you have a nom de stage, a nom de comedy.
Yeah, and I got a few other performers. My friend Gavin Glenn, who writes music, and he's into poetry, and he's really good at it. He's also an observational comedian. And also, I have my friends Rebecca Nielsen and Nick Short. And Nick Short's a very good singer. He won first place at a singing competition. He's a very good jazz singer. And they're called The Misfit Soul, where they sing together. And I just wanted to gather together a bunch of clean, family-friendly entertainment, because I'm a Christian, and I want there to be clean comedy and family entertainment, and that's my style. So
that is kind of an important thing for folks to recognize. They're going to come out, and they're not going to be treated to anything that they might be embarrassed about in front of any of their family members of any age. You can have from 2 to 92 there, and I just wanted to dig down a little bit just to know, the Misfit Soul, will they be providing all of their own musical accompaniment? Are they like beatboxing, or do they have musicians that play with them?
They're known for singing like more jazz music, like,
but a cappella without vocal, instrument,
like karaoke music in the background.
Okay,
sing like Adele songs
without Adele. They won't be doing harmony with Adele.
Right. Yeah.
Excellent. And of course, one more act that night has to be this comedian named Johnny Mack yourself. Introduce us to your act and what you are about. I think you told us that you're into clean, family-friendly comedy and you come from a Christian background, but tell us a little bit more about what Johnny Mack brings on stage.
Well, I'd like to have a shout out to my friend Jeremy Lepak. He's a family-friendly comedian who is really into ventriloquists, and he has a bunch of characters of people he likes to do. He has like a pianist guy, and he also has like a guy named Cockroach, where he just is crazy, dressed up as in rock music, and his name is Jeremy Lepak. And back in the day, I performed a couple times last spring of where we performed at the Common Ground Coffee House in Cloquet, and Jeremy Lepak really helped me, inspire me to do, said, call me a prop comic. And then ever since then, I've been dressing up in costumes. Like, you'll be seeing me dressed up as Mr. Rogers, and then Forrest Gump, and then Gandalf the Grey.
Wow. Do you hide behind a partition and do big major costume changes, or do you just contort your body and become a new character? How do you do this, Johnny? What's the secret?
Well, actually, I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding that there's a secret. I'm sure we'll find out on October 1st.
It's really exciting. My favorite character I love doing is Gandalf, and he's a really fun one. The song, I can't really sing the song, but I'm going to sing a song of Mr. Rogers being on, like, pretending he's in an alternate universe of him singing It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, but except for he's a Vikings fan growing up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So about him trying to get into all the torment of the torture of being annoyed by all the Green Bay Packers fans.
So this is like a nightmare fantasy story.
Yeah, it's a parody song I wrote.
Okay.
Well, and I actually also wrote another song, a parody song. It's about how awful college finals are, and it's in the theme song of The Ring of Fire.
I think I lived that in my own youth, Johnny, so I'm going to be intrigued to hear what you have there.
Yeah.
You do some voices, I suppose, then. Mr. Rogers,
yeah.
Gandalf. You got anything for me?
Yeah, let me think. this is Gandalf the Grey. So, hello, this is Gandalf the Grey. Why was Gandalf allowed his staff into Theoden's hall? Because it was staff only.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I feel a little bit of punning coming on in my future if I come to your show.
Yeah. Do you want to hear an impersonation of SpongeBob with other characters from SpongeBob?
Well, not being an aficionado, I would like to hear the SpongeBob, because you probably will impress me, because I was not glued to the set, because I was an old man when SpongeBob came on, Johnny.
Right.
Go for it.
This is a tough one to do. I got to drink water first. So.
Okay. Well, keep my audience in suspense just a little bit for the gargling warm-up from Johnny Mack coming back at us with his SpongeBob. And a one,
right,
and
is,
a two.
This is SpongeBob SquarePants. All right, SpongeBob. This is Patrick Starr. This is Patrick Starr from SpongeBob. All right, SpongeBob, you can tell yourself right now, who's ready?
I'm ready.
Who's ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm the happiest sponge at Bikini Bottom.
Well, there you go, folks. SpongeBob and Patrick and God, we didn't go through the entire plot of an episode, but I feel like I was there. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah. Johnny Mack with us today, folks, on KTWH. We're visiting because he is bringing to our fair city on October 1st the Johnny Mack Show at the Paul Gaucher Bandshell in the Thomas Owens Park. Pretty fancy name for your venue there, Johnny.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready for an enjoyable evening and that it is a beautiful one. But I did really want to check in with you a little bit. It is not an easy way in life for a comedian, comic, a humorist these days, to do truly family-friendly material. But more than that, I was really interested in what keeps you doing comedy? What is your kind of point of view on the purpose of humor? And is just talking about it going to spoil it? Or do you have a favorite? Do you have favorite styles of delivering humor? For instance, like one-liners versus story form versus, you know, observational satire? Where do you stand? How do you deliver most of your humor?
Satire, because my first character I did was Forrest Gump. So,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah. If Forrest Gump came out with a Ben and Jerry's name, what would it be called?
No, you stumped me, Mr. Gump.
Oh, it would be called Lieutenant Dan, I've got ice cream. Ben and Jerry's. So that'll be the name of the Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So satire and not so much long anecdotes necessarily, or do you bring yourself into your humor? Are you sometimes a character you're making self-deprecating a little bit about, you know, poor me, or this is what I did? And sometimes it's easy to have people laugh at the follies that we all have in our personal lives. You go there at all?
What I usually like to do that's kind of me is my first costume I bought was I have this shirt, and it's a bunch of yellow submarines on it, and I always like to start off with every show singing the Yellow Submarine song because it usually likes to bring everyone together, and it's a good warm up.
Okay, so you are a vocalist. May not be how you bill yourself, but you bring music into your delivery.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Delivered by you. And are you singing in tune and as Johnny Mac, or are you doing kind of impressions with your singing? You're not trying to sound like Ringo Starr or anything.
I just sing normally with the Yellow Submarine song. So it's a really fun warm up song.
Well, I can tell you, Johnny, if I sang normally on that Bandshell stage, we'd have an empty park within 7 to 10 seconds. So I'm glad that you can sing normally and keep the fans happy.
Hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. So
there are times I think to myself, I'm going to be a great comedian. And then I'm like, I'm a great comic. And I think to myself, what do I sound like on America's Got Talent? It's a no for me. I'm like, oh, right. Shoot, don't get cocky now.
Well, there you go. See, you just did bring yourself in with a little self-deprecating humor there. See, you do it, Johnny. Everybody finds it easier maybe to bring some satire to their own missteps along the way, I think. And speaking of missteps, our phone connection to Johnny has gone kaput. Hello, KTWH.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hello.
I'm back.
John, I don't know what the deal is. I'm really sorry about that.
It's an older phone I got.
Oh, just so you know, it gave me no warning. I said something to you, and 10 seconds later I said, calling John Hansmeyer, nobody home.
So I usually like to crack jokes at work sometimes. I work at the Sheraton Hotel as a dishwasher. And
well, do you find that you were taken as bearer of fun times at work when you're joking around, or sometimes
my coworker actually even says, John's the best comedian of the bunch. And today at work, like one guy said, John, it's your turn to do stand-up comedy. I'm just like, not at the moment, not on the spot. So, yeah.
Not unless they're going to pay you a lot more at that moment, right?
What's the worst coffee you should drink when you're depressed?
A depresso. I stepped on your punchline, Johnny. Don't let me do that. Thank you. Depresso.
Oh, no. I've been gabbling a lot. You can go ahead.
I suppose I could get you to say I got a million of them, but so you find humor in just about anything that you're exposed to? A lot of times it has a pop culture side to it.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers, Gandalf, yeah. But these are ways of having touchstones with strangers, people you haven't met. You come to a place like a comedy club or a band shell, and this is a way of drawing people in, things that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the idea of you being a guy who organizes other entertainers? I mean, it's going in another direction, so to speak.
Well, the biggest reason though why I'm doing this is I don't want to be stuck in open mics. I want to be able to be expand and be able to hopefully be the main act of a show. And the reason why I'm organizing my own is I have no interest going to comedy clubs because I just, as a clean comic, it gets so exhausting constantly, like not wanting to tempt yourself doing dirty comedy when that's not what you want to be. And so, you know, what better way than doing family-friendly comedy when 95% of comedy is all dirty? And
so can I propose the idea that maybe this you need to get out of that environment so you can find your niche with the audience that you really need to reach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you like to even expand out into different medium? Would you like to find your way onto TV? I'm getting a little dramatic. TV, movies, film, video. A lot of people doing YouTube videos.
Go ahead. Well, seems like a lot of people, if you ask Fox 21 News, seems like a lot of people, like entertainers at least, get to be on the news to do their comedy. And so I'm thinking of maybe one day doing my stand-up comedy on the news.
Okay.
But as far as like going big, like going viral, I mean, that's very, very hard to do. And so I just try to focus on just doing the show. And occasionally, I think of someday creating a Facebook page, but, you know, it's more important to be able to perform at a place and practice and stuff, because it can so it'd be so easy to get distracted by doing all the other things, you know.
Indeed.
It's all about quality.
So we're speaking today with Johnny Mack, who is the organizer of the event on October 1st happening at our band show in Two Harbors, the Johnny Mack Show. So, Johnny, is this the first or one of the first efforts you've had to have a multi-act show that you were the primary organizer of? Have you done a few of these?
This is like my fourth show I've done.
Okay.
But this is like the first one where I'm like the main act. I really think Jeremy Lepak really taught me a lot of stuff about what it means to be a stand-up comic. And then I wanted to expand and do more of my own routine. I've done it Lincoln Park in Duluth, and then I did it this really nice park in Cloquet called the Sunnyside Park.
Okay. Well, I just want to encourage people who are, you know, still early on and trying to develop what they do. I mean, you're under the age of 30. I imagine several of these other folks might be on what we'll call the youngish end of things. I'm looking at the pictures of young, fresh faces and thinking, I would love to see people like this get encouragement to continue to explore doing this in public. Because it takes, do you find yourself getting nervous or do you feed on the energy of going on stage, Johnny?
Yeah, Jeremy Lepak really taught me to be excited. You should be happy knowing that these people came to see you and they're with you, not against you. So
they're essentially there to root for you. And it's up, if you want to try to turn them against you, that's your choice. What are they sometimes?
Yeah.
is that what bombing is? Is bombing just something that will happen to every stand-up comic comedian in their lifetime when there's something wrong about the rhythm or the audience or the phase of the moon? There's no helping it?
I think the best thing when it comes to bombing is don't say anything if you're bombing. The best thing advice I've learned is to just continue on with the act. And if the jokes aren't landing, go even more energy into the punchlines you're about to say. Because trust me, there are times where I've acknowledged that I bombed and then I bomb even more. I'm like, okay, this is counterintuitive.
I guess I would say that you're going to double down on what you care about doing and see if you can't dig out of the hole. Some people would say maybe you're digging the hole deeper.
What most people get wrong about bombing is a lot of people don't record their sets, and so all they remember is, you know, because there are times I said I bombed, which I did, but really, the key is you got to focus really hard on what went well, otherwise you'll be miserable.
Johnny, it sounds like you'd make a great coach in this profession, too. That's exactly what you need to, I think that's exactly what you need to do, is be able to get right back up on that horse next opportunity, even the next night, or do another set the same day if you can. Why not?
Very first show I do as a featured guest with Jeremy Lepak. Thank God he had another camera angle showing on it, because it was the worst bomb I've ever had. So he had a camera angle from behind me. So I'm like, okay. Thank God for that camera angle, because at least I saw some smiles.
Oh,
in
good.
The audience.
Okay. So. And it's kind of nice to get a really thorough bombing out of the way, so you can always say to someone, if you think you just bombed, I can tell you about really bombing.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time very much. I'm a fan of all kinds of humor, and I hope that there'll be several flavors on display on Saturday, October 1st, you and your colleagues that are going to be performing. And again, you want to run down the lineup for us of who's appearing with you on the Johnny Mack Show?
Sure. We got the Misfit Soul, and that's Rebecca Nielsen and Nick Short. Then we also have Sam Bondis. We have Hunter Truscott, and we have Gavin Glenn. And then yours truly, Johnny Mack. So.
Wonderful. Thank you for being with us today, Johnny.
Yeah, do you want to hear a few more impersonations?
Well, am I going to hear them anyway? Go for it. Let's go out with a couple. Who do you have?
This is Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo, let's go. Like zoinks, we got to run, Scoob. Right behind you, Scooby-Doo. Come on, gang. We got to find some more clues.
And I take it you have one more in your bag of tricks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Let me think. This is my favorite joke from SpongeBob. This is Squidward Tentacles telling a joke to Mr. Krabs. Tell me a joke. Why wasn't the kid allowed in the pirate movie? Why? Because it was rated R. Rated R.
Oh,
I guess there's no one laughing.
Arg. I can start doing my pirate impressions if you don't watch it, Johnny. You don't want to unleash
I'm
that
Mr.
on the
Krabs.
Audience.
I make money. Arr.
Well, on that note, Johnny, we're going to wrap up shop on this conversation. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you have a great time, you and your humor and music colleagues, on October 1st at Thomas Owens Park right here in downtown Two Harbors. Thanks for being with us on KTWH. Thank you.
Do you want to hear any more impersonations at all?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. This is a dumb one, but I made this joke once I was at work. This is a pirate joke. If a pirate worked at a hospital and delivered a baby girl, what do we do to tell the parents? It's a girl.
Touche. Good way to go out. Right. Thank you, Johnny, for joining us here on KTWH, and good luck in all your endeavors, and especially on October 1st down at Thomas Owens Park. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much, Leo.
You take care. Bye now.
Bye.
That was Johnny Mack, a.k.a. John Hansmeyer, headliner at the October 1st comedy music variety show at the Paul Gaucher Bandshell in Thomas Owens Park, Two Harbors, Minnesota. This is Leo for KTWH.